Hello, welcome to And Another Thing. I'm Dara Kennedy. Over 200 public health and medical experts have signed a letter to Governor Charlie Baker and the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education asking for universal masking inside of schools for the upcoming academic year. On today's show, we talk to the legislator leading the fight at the State House, and later, while the politicians and school administrators tangle on the guidelines, the students wait on the sidelines. We hear from one for a firsthand account on masks in schools.
I'm Maya Schwader. For a lot of people, mask fatigue is real. As we struggle back to normal, masks coming off was one of the first signs that maybe, just maybe, there was light at the end of the tunnel. But are we there yet? The CDC says one thing, the governor's office says another, and caught in the middle are schools, many of which are getting ready to reopen in a month or so. On today's show, we'll also hear from teachers about what they have and haven't heard from their administrations yet. Join our conversations. You can reach us at andanotherthing@nepm.org or across social platforms. We are at Hello and Another.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dara Kennedy. Last week, the American Academy of Pediatrics released updated COVID-19 guidelines for the 21-22 school year, recommending that anyone over the age of 2 wear masks inside schools, regardless of vaccination status. Yesterday, the Centers for Disease Control reversed its earlier guidance and now suggests that some who are fully vaccinated also wear masks indoors. And that's as the cases of the highly transmissible Delta variant continues to climb across our 50 states. Vaccines are not authorized for children under 12, and according to the CDC, many teenagers have yet to be vaccinated.
I'm Maya Schwader. The swinging back and forth on yes masks, no masks from medical professionals leaves schools in the lurch with fall just around the corner. And in Massachusetts, there's been little guidance from the top. Last week, State Senator Becca Rausch and many of her colleagues signed an open letter to Governor Baker. The letter urged him to once again require masks in elementary schools and daycares come the fall. Baker swiftly responded, saying he would not be mandating masks, a position he stood by until this afternoon. In a press conference, the governor now says he is, quote, considering a mask mandate, according to NBC Boston. We spoke with Senator Rausch about her support for universal masking and asked her why she felt this was urgent.
Expert after expert after expert confirmed that the CDC and the AAP are right in their recommendations that in youth programs, including childcare and grades K to six, where zero of the children can be vaccinated yet because we do not have vaccines for these children yet, and hopefully they will come soon, but we just don't have them at this point, that everyone in those programs, including the adults, should be masked when we head back to school in the fall. The science is clear, the data is clear, we know that masks work. It has been shown, in fact, even by last year's school experience, that masks and distance work to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. And it is particularly important that we do everything we can and use every tool in our toolbox right now to protect against the further spread of COVID, especially with the rise of the Delta variant.
The understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that kids are and mostly have been safe from COVID. And the CDC has in fact said that kids are more at risk of the flu at this point than they are from COVID. Knowing that, you're still in favor of the mandate?
Expert after expert after expert said this idea that COVID doesn't impact kids is a farce. COVID does impact kids. And while the rate of serious illness resulting from COVID for youth is comparatively small, we should not be accepting as a fact that all of our kids are just going to have to get COVID. That's just an unacceptable fact, period. And we don't really yet know, because we are continuing, the scientific communities are continuing to learn about COVID. We don't actually know which kids are going to get sick. We continue to see data emerging about long-haul COVID in kids. And we don't know the long-term ramifications of short or long-term COVID in children. It is particularly so that we should take mitigation measures as simple as wearing masks when we have no other option for protecting kids. And we also don't currently have a vaccine mandate for the adults in those programs. And so we are at a crux and a decision-making point. And frankly, a point where we have to choose where we're going to shift the balance is, are we going to shift the balance in terms of, in favor of scientific data, scientific fact, known, consistent, effective mitigation measures that are easy to implement? Or are we going to throw our hands up into the wind and pretend like COVID is over, even though we know clearly that this pandemic is not done with us?
So Massachusetts is in a somewhat fortunate position. We have a little more than 70% of the population vaccinated. MassLive has come out with an item saying there might be a vaccine available to children under 12 this fall. Under what circumstances would you and your colleagues support not having the mandate?
We actually don't know when a vaccine may or may not be available to kids under 12. We've seen lots of guesses, some of them more educated than others. We were told several months ago that we might have a vaccine by right now. Obviously, that's not the case. Is it going to be available in September? Maybe. Is it going to be October? Maybe. Is it going to be available in November? Maybe. But we also have to keep in mind that it's not just the availability or the approval, right, for emergency use of the vaccine. It's access to the first dose. Then you got to wait 3 or 4 weeks, depending on which vaccine it is. Then you got to get another dose. And then you have to wait 2 weeks after that for full potency. So by the time we're actually talking about meaningful access to full vaccination, it's really at least 2 months after any type of approval for the use of a vaccine for children under 12. So we are talking about, we're really talking about at least the first full semester, right, of school, at least till the winter break time, where we're not actually going to have vaccination, full vaccination availability for kids under 12. If and when, hopefully, when we get to a point where we've got that kind of meaningful access to full vaccination, then maybe it's time that we have another conversation about this. But keep in mind that that next approval is only going to be for children ages 5 to 11 or maybe 6 to 11, right? If it's 6 to 11, we're still looking at kindergarten programs not having full access to vaccines, right? If it's 5 to 11, okay, now we've got grades K to 6, but we still don't have childcare. So, and again, I've seen as a parent of, you know, of young kids, who has gone through COVID in both a childcare setting and an elementary school setting, I see kids all the time easily wearing masks, no problem, when they are indoors. And frankly, now that we're a year and a half into this, our schools and our teachers and our administrators have actually figured out, you know, and our childcare directors have figured out how to do this in a way that keeps kids and staff safe. And also all of the multi-generational families that are kids, even if the children don't bring home a serious illness or don't land with a serious illness, they can spread COVID just as well as anybody else. So if they bring it home, especially if it's the Delta variant, and they bring it home to especially a multi-generational family or parents who are transplant recipients or other, you know, otherwise immunocompromised parents or grandparents, right? And those people get Delta, right? The Delta variant of COVID. We're starting to look at some pretty significant and serious ramifications for just not wearing masks. It's just not that big of a deal. We can wear masks. We know we can do it. We've been doing it for a long time. Delta is stickier and more serious. We should take it seriously.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Massachusetts State Senator Becca Rausch about whether there is a need for a mask mandate in schools this fall. She is leading a coalition of legislators and practitioners urging Governor Baker to require universal masking in order to preserve indoor learning and deter future outbreaks. Last week, Governor Baker said he had no plans to change the current policies with respect to school in the fall. And he added today that, quote, Massachusetts is in a much better position than the vast majority of states in this country with respect to how it deals with and is prepared to deal with COVID, end quote. Caught in the middle are schools, teachers, parents, and kids trying to figure out the best way forward. We asked Senator Rausch whether she's heard from any parents who just can't stand to make their kids continue to wear masks.
what I have heard from parents who are opposed to masks is that COVID isn't real, that COVID is a hoax, that COVID is a farce that was some scheme created by China, that COVID causes, or the wearing a mask causes tooth decay or carbon monoxide poisoning, all of which is completely fabricated and false. So I haven't heard any mask opposition based in fact. What I have heard, however, from children and from my own children and seen from my own children and lots and lots and lots of other kids and parents is that children are actually fine wearing a mask, right? I put my kids on a bus to go to camp every day. And in fact, you know, they look at me every day and say, where's my mask? I put my mask on. The experts said it in the hearing as well, that our youth have adapted to mask wearing and other COVID mitigation measures oftentimes better than the adults have. So I think we can pretty easily do this. And frankly, we must do this because our children, our youngest children, our most innocent children, have literally no other layers of protection when they go back to school in the fall.
Boston Public Schools has said they're implementing masks. Worcester is in a wait and see. They said they're waiting for state guidance. Springfield Public Schools has a mandate through the end of July, and then they're going to reevaluate. So the three biggest school districts in the state are all in varying stages, and the governor is saying he's not going to implement this mandate. Do you feel like there's a muddling of the message happening?
There has been a muddling of the messaging of COVID from Governor Baker the entire time that this pandemic has been raging through our Commonwealth, through our nation, and through our world. And our communities have suffered. Our teachers have suffered. Our kids have suffered. Our families have suffered. Our parents have suffered. Our childcare providers have suffered because of a lack of good, consistent, scientifically based messaging from Governor Baker. And we are now, and in fact, all you need to do is look back at March 2020 to see the very first example of that. When superintendents all across the Commonwealth are trying to figure out, should they stay open? Should they close the schools? What do we do? And the truth of the matter is that superintendents are not the people who have access to some of the best epidemiological and public health experts in the world. The governor and his team have that kind of access. And after superintendents called me and several of my colleagues trying to figure out what to do and finally came to a decision where the vast majority of our school systems had already shut down. At that point only did the governor come in and say, okay, we're going to close schools. So we are at yet another in a long line of moments of disappointing failures by the governor to lead based on science to protect kids, families, people with immunocompromised medical statuses, people who are survivors of cancer, people who have transplant recipients, to protect our small businesses, to actually actively engage in protecting our Commonwealth from having to go back into lockdown, from having to take kids out of schools, from having to figure out how parents are going to cover the time when their kids have to quarantine again. We should do this. And every expert that I have heard from or spoken to directly confirms it, as has the CDC. And by the way, the CDC's guidance has been consistent the entire time that anyone who is not vaccinated should be wearing a mask. And that includes every child in any youth program up to age 12, because they are not eligible. So yes, we are facing yet another moment of failed leadership by Governor Baker to actually meaningfully, actively engage in protecting public health.
Senator, given all the different messages that are flying around out there, are you at all confused about what your kids are going to do this fall?
I am not in any way confused about what my children will be doing this fall. My children will be entering grade 2 and kindergarten, and they will be wearing masks indoors. Expert after expert after expert confirms it is the best mitigation measure that we have for children who are too young to receive the vaccine. So there is no question in my mind about what our children will be doing. And I hope that other municipalities and the governor will listen to the science and the expert recommendations from the CDC, from the American Academy of Pediatrics, and from numerous other experts who testified just earlier today, saying exactly the same thing, that everyone in childcare and grades K to six programs should be masked when we go back to school in the fall.
Senator Becker Rausch, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
When And Another Thing returns, we'll have teachers and a student sound off on how they're really feeling about masks in the fall.
Federal relief programs are going to expire soon, and that is going to matter for a whole lot of people.
Unfortunately, we're likely to see an increase in demand right around the time that those benefits go away.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, Food Insecure in Pandemic America, next time on Marketplace.
Stay tuned for Marketplace, which is just ahead at 6:30. It's followed at 7 by Fresh Air and at 8 by Jazz a la Mode on New England Public Media. Partly cloudy tonight with patchy fog overnight, lows in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers, highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, a 50% chance of showers, a low around 60. And mostly cloudy on Friday with a slight chance of showers, a high around 80. This is New England Public Media.
Welcome back to the show. With Derek Kennedy, I'm Maya Schwader. Today, we're looking at the possibility of another mask mandate in schools in the fall. The Baker administration has thus far said they will not force schools to reinstate masks. On Monday this week, the Joint Committee on Public Health held a hearing on COVID-19 and emergency preparedness. Dr. Estevan Garcia of Cooley Dickinson Hospital in Northampton commented on the continued need for masks, especially in school settings.
I do think it's important, as the Academy of Pediatrics has said, we've got to mask up. We're going to have to mask up in schools. I think it's the right thing to do. We need to mask up indoors, not outdoors. And we are going to need, I think, those who adults working with children to be masked as well. So that's, again, something that I believe in.
Kathleen Lenahan, the chair of the Lexington School Committee, specifically called out the lack of guidance for schools.
We need mask guidance, and sooner rather than later. Vaccines are wonderful, but we may not have a vaccine for children under 12 until midwinter. We need a plan to protect students for the many months until the vaccine is ready. We need guidance from DESE that aligns with the American Academy of Pediatrics, the very experts upon which they relied to get children back in school full time and require masks for all students. I can't overstate how important guidance on masking is. Almost as important as a vaccination strategy. We know that we will have entire schools filled with unvaccinated children for many months, and we have watched the Delta variant send a large chunk of the country back to levels of infections and hospitalizations not seen since before the vaccine was widely available. Every single one of our elementary students is vulnerable to infection. To let school districts go it alone to face people opposed to masks, still one of our best mitigation tools, would be irresponsible.
That was Kathleen Lenahan, chair of the Lexington School Committee. And before that, we heard from Dr. Estevan Garcia of Northampton. Both were speaking at a public hearing held by the Joint Committee on Public Health.
As educators, doctors, and lawmakers spent nearly 7 hours at that hearing, focused primarily on COVID-19 vaccinations for children, students in the Springfield public school system will have to wait on mask guidance a little while longer. Superintendent Daniel Warwick provided And Another Thing this statement today in lieu of appearing on the program, saying, quote, "We understand that families want answers to questions about COVID-related safety measures when school starts. Unfortunately," he continues, "it is too early to absolutely confirm the requirement or non-requirement of safety measures such as masks for the start of the school year."
Because, he continues, quote, "the issue is ever evolving. Springfield Public Schools will be in frequent contact with the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education as the school year approaches and will follow the recommendations of that agency with regard to COVID-related health and safety measures for the start of the school year in consultation with our local health departments."
As Springfield, Northampton, and Worcester remain idle on mask mandates for their school districts, teachers on the front line have their thoughts on what should happen in the immediate future.
It sounds like they're putting some policies together, but they're in the middle of all of that at our school. So they're not going to be making announcements periodically as they're developing those policies. They're going to just announce those as the school year launches out for us teachers. I'm not sure what their timelines are, but I do know that they're in talks about wearing masks because of the different variants and the different, you know, some students haven't even gotten vaccinated yet. So in order to keep the population protected, I think they're going to do what is recommended by the medical professionals, you know? And so that's what I heard last week in an email from my principal, that she thinks there's going to be a mask policy and they're just waiting on the details of that. But I have trust in our administrators and in Holyoke. I can't speak for any other districts, but I really do have a lot of trust in them. And the times that I've gone to them representing the other teachers that I work with, I feel like I've been heard and they've really worked with the teachers. I know it's kind of like a really difficult time to be in a leadership role for sure. And I don't really envy anybody that has to make these decisions. So I just feel like lucky to work in Holyoke where things seem to be a little bit more open for communication. They're probably just waiting for guidance and things just kind of take time to develop, I think. And I have a feeling we're going to hear something at the beginning of August, which gives families and teachers a few weeks to prepare for that. We already have the masks. We're already used to wearing them. It would be awesome not to have to wear them, but I mean, we're going to do what we have to do to keep everybody safe. I think it's necessary just because of the variants that are coming out and that there have been many people in the community that are still not fully vaccinated or in any way, shape, or form vaccinated. So I think for the safety of the community, it's a really good idea. As a theater teacher, it's very challenging to teach kids acting with masks on their faces, but we're just going to find ways to work around it. I'm just glad we're going to be back in person and I don't have to do it on the computer anymore, or at least at the start of the school year. I'm fingers crossed we don't have to like go back out of school at any point. So I'm hoping yes on the masks. That way we can stay in school for the year.
That was Bevan Brunel. She's a theater teacher in Holyoke Public Schools. But not all colleagues share her optimism. Emma Oppitz, a biology teacher at Holyoke High School North Campus, was disappointed by the lack of guidance.
Nothing. The only emails that we've had like from the district have been like announcements on someone got promoted, someone is leaving like at the district level. But there's been like no emails from our high school administration to staff about anything, nor has there been any emails or communication from like the district to the entire school district. So there's been nothing at all from Holyoke Public Schools to teachers about the fall at all. I'm starting to like feel feelings about it, mostly because I'm, you know, hearing like the governor is like, I'm not gonna do mask mandates. I'm not doing those kinds of things again. And, you know, communities need to make those decisions. But we have like Association of Pediatrics is like telling us that we need to wear masks and stuff like that. So I don't like a piecemeal approach. And so I'm a little like concerned that without kind of a like a global conversation about this, like in Massachusetts as a whole and like global decisions, it's going to be kind of a mess in the fall. I just think there's so many communities and so many schools and so many districts and so many people that move around that that is a terrible idea. But when it comes to a pandemic, come one, come all. I think that when earlier this year in reopening, our district went too fast at like back in January and messaged kind of poorly and the whole district like collectively got very upset. So I think, and then they slowed down and have been very cautious since then. They were until the end of the year. They were much more cautious and much more cognizant of like teachers' voice when like truly missteps were made at the district level around some of this communication. So I think that they will be, I would hope they would be cautious, but I don't know. I just don't know. For me, at the end of the day, I will be wearing a mask nonetheless. I just don't want to, enforcing masks was really, really hard this spring and that really sucked. So without uniformity, that'll be really difficult.
Marlandi Pierre will begin her senior year at Holyoke High School in the fall. With permission from her parents, she tells us that she is not a fan of masks, but she also doesn't want to go back to remote learning.
Yeah, wearing a mask is very, like, it's too much, like, breathing and all. It's annoying having a mask on. And then going back to school and knowing, like, your teachers, like, everything's, like, going to be on the computer. it's like really frustrating thinking back to like when quarantine started. Just kind of waiting and seeing whether or not if they're going to have us wear masks or if school's going to be virtually. I'm just going to have to deal with it because by right now we like used to it, but I'd rather not. But like, I know that I'm used to it.
That was Merlandi Pierre, a rising senior at Holyoke High School. And before that, we heard from Emma Oppitz, a biology teacher, and Bevan Brunel, a theater teacher in the Holyoke Public School District.
Thanks for joining And Another Thing today. I'm Dara Kennedy.
I'm Maya Schwader. Thanks for listening.